This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Last week at a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Houston Democrat, addressed the need for more federal aid after Hurricane Harvey.
We do not have the adequate resources, and this is going to be on the verge of a government shutdown if Texas and all of the other victims of these hurricanes do not have a compromise where we can work together. I would encourage you to tell the president that it is not enough.
Representative Jackson Lee was speaking to Elaine Duke. She's the acting Secretary of Homeland Security. Congress and the president have to agree soon on a spending bill. Otherwise, the government will be unable to pay its bills. And you know what happens next, right? Shutdown. Which, if Texas doesn't receive more recovery funding, is exactly what should happen. That's according to the Houston Chronicle editorial board, anyway. Here to tell us more is Evan Mintz, the board's deputy editor. Evan, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good to be here.
You have a pretty provocative close to this editorial. Let's burn some bridges. Shut it down. You're talking about shutting down the government. What do you mean, burn some bridges?
Well, we're reminded of a story of Wharton County Sheriff Buckshot Lane, who in his rural county, the biggest challenge he once had to deal with was a bridge where people kept getting into accidents because it was built poorly. So after one accident in which three people died, the bridge mysteriously caught fire. 10 years later, the sheriff stepped forward and said he was the one who did it. The only way to get the state to build them a new bridge was to burn it down. And sometimes it feels like that in Congress. We haven't been getting any of the money we need to build any sort of hurricane resilience or flood prevention infrastructure after Harvey. And we saw states get it after Sandy. We saw it happen after Katrina. We haven't gotten a cent yet.
Not a cent of federal aid has been delivered to Houston or Texas?
We've been getting federal aid for FEMA. We've been there's a bill going forward that will grant community development block grants. But the sort of funds to, say, build an Ike dike, to build new bayou infrastructure, to build a third reservoir, we haven't been getting any of that.
Well, okay, but that's long-term stuff. I mean, aren't we really at this juncture talking about getting the money necessary to rebuild? And that price tag alone, I've heard somewhere in the neighborhood of close to $200 billion.
You know, I just had a meeting yesterday with representatives from the Netherlands, and they're experts in flooding and flood prevention infrastructure. And they say around the world, no matter where you are, after a disaster, you have about a year of opportunity to really make major changes. And it can't start halfway through. It can't start two-thirds of the way through. It has to start at the beginning. And we need to see that momentum building now so that come October of next year, we have that money, we have those plans, and we're ready to go.
But here's the audacity of this editorial that you've written. We're talking about a government shutdown, and the ripple effect of that is going to be pretty broad. I mean, depending on how long it goes, you're talking about Social Security checks not being written. You're talking about government employees not getting their paychecks and on and on and on. Is that really what needs to happen at this juncture?
If Congress is able to get the funding that Texas needs, we wouldn't need to do a shutdown. But sometimes to make things done, you've got to be able to stand in the middle of the road and say, stop. You've got to burn down that bridge and say, we're going to make it happen.
So what sort of feedback have readers been giving you?
I think people are excited. I think people know that Texas needs this federal funds, and we have to do whatever it takes to make it happen.
You think it's going to happen? I mean, are elbows going to be thrown over hurricane relief for Texas, especially given the track record?
John Cornyn has already put a hold on a nominee to the Office of Management and Budget, and it hasn't made the administration happy. It hasn't made a lot of people in the Tea Party happy, but he's willing to put his neck out to try to force Congress to act. And I think if we see people just pushing a little more, you might see some people start to relent.
It's an audacious suggestion that the Texas congressional delegation ought to be willing to push for a shutdown so that we can get the federal money needed to rebuild parts of Houston and the Gulf Coast after Hurricane Harvey. Evan Mintz is the deputy editor of the Houston Chronicle editorial board. We'll have a link to his column at texasstandard.org. Evan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, my pleasure.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.